Good morning, good morning, and God bless you as we come into another Sunday. It's early Sunday morning, and I am reading the scriptures of 2 Timothy 3:8. Heavenly Father, I bless your name. I am so blessed to be able to read my Bible and share what I believe to be the truth about the passages that I encounter. Help me, O Lord, to interpret them and rightly divide the word as I study to show myself approved. Amen. So tonight, as we look at that scripture, we see that it says that Iannes and Iambres were magicians who, in the presence of Pharaoh, imitated the miracles of Aaron in order to destroy his influence with the king. The scripture says, now as Iannes and Iambres withstood Moses, so do these who resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. So as you are going about your daily walk, I know that you encounter many people who agree with you. More people agree with you than there are those out there who disagree with you. But invariably, you will run across people who will try to make it look like you are worthless, try to make you look like you don't know what you're talking about, that your ministry is not effective, and therefore, they will not allow you to have peace. They will always be checking on what it is that you're saying, looking at the Bible, trying to figure out whether what you're saying is right, and comparing it to what someone else has told them or taught them. But this particular chapter in 2 Timothy is just encouraging you to do whatever it is that you have been taught. Because there will be mockers out there. There will be people out there who will try to outdo you. But you have to remain strong, knowing that God is on your side. And you can't be ashamed no matter what they do. You have to keep on working, showing yourself approved. You have to keep your attention on Christ. And no matter how difficult the times are, no matter how difficult it is for you to continue, as God had already told Moses and Aaron to go to the Pharaoh to convince him that he was the one and only God. This is not an easy task. And the rod and the staff were their accompaniments. But there are weak minds out there who will believe anything that they are told. And there are people out there who want to hold on to what makes them feel good, who want to hold on to things that they have learned in the world. So they're lovers of the world. Because they don't have self-control. They don't believe in doing what is good. They are traitors of the gospel rather than lovers of God. And they want to hold on to their ungodliness and deny the power of God. And so they'll wiggle their way into your life. And sometimes they'll get real close up to you and make you feel good by saying things and giving you compliments and weaseling their way into your life. And sometimes if you're weak, you'll believe what they say. But we have to hold on to the truth no matter how much flattery we receive, no matter how much pleasure people try to give us. We have to understand that these people who are trying to lead you away from God and godliness are traitors of the gospel. So we are admonished to hold on to the truth, and they will imitate you or try to do something greater than you are doing to make you look foolish in the eyes of other people. They want to be better talkers. They know scripture better. And you know, whatever it is that you're doing for Christ, they want to outdo you. So they're in a competition with you, just like Giannis and Jambres were when it came to what the Lord was telling them to do. They appeared, they were magicians. And so when Aaron's rod turned into a serpent, they also performed an act of, I would say this, that was supernatural, because they have those powers as well. Even though we can perform miracles, as we are inheritors of the power of God through Jesus Christ, our big brother in the family of God, there are people in the realm of the spiritual, the supernatural, who have those same capabilities. But good will outdo evil every time, and this is what has happened in the Bible, even though you don't see these two men mentioned anymore in the Bible. You will see that Aaron's serpent swallowed up their serpent, which means that good will overtake evil. So no matter what you're going through today, be blessed and give God praise and hold on to your faith and your belief in Him. No matter what comes your way, your trials will come and people will try to take you down by saying, I can do this so much better than you, and I don't read the Bible, I don't go to church, and I'm a spiritual person. The devil has power. Satan has great power. And the mockers and the traitors out there in the world who try to destroy you sometimes have great power, but in the end, good will win out. So I just thank the Lord that I have been able to read this scripture. Hopefully I got it right. If you find that there's another interpretation, and you can show me in the Bible where it's written in the Bible, not something that you have heard someone say, because we have to deal with scripture as it is written. The Word of God doesn't change. We have to stick to the Word of God, and we have to believe that the Word is true. So we study it so that we get it right. And we don't allow Satan to say, I'm better, that I can do things better than Christ.
Because he cannot, he was thrown out of heaven. And we know that he is in competition with Jesus Christ and God himself. So you're going to find people out there who are going to compete with you and try to outdo you. But bless the Lord. His word is true. Amen. Amen. So we thank you, Father, for giving me this word today, because I have gone through so much in the past few months. And the devil is trying to get me. I'll say the evil one is trying to get me to believe that your word is not true, that you will not redeem me, you will not save me, you will not comfort me, you will not allow me to preach the gospel, that my ministry is still what you told me to do. My ministry is effective as long as I read my Bible and as long as I look for the truth and I rightly divide the word that is written in the Bible through my study. Everything will be all right for me. I have to continue no matter what. I have to keep the faith and keep talking to your people and trying to convince them that you are God and you are God alone and that your word does not change. So we bless your name right now for all of your miracles that you perform in our lives. And no matter what the evil one does, because we know he can perform miracles as well. Satan is a person of, is a being of light in some situations, but his light does not shine as brightly as the one true light of the world, and that is Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.